listening to the sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in La Mesa, California. For more information about Shepherd of the Valley, visit our website at www.svlc.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
It is finished. These are Jesus' final words from the cross. But what do they mean? What is finished? Today used to be called the Triumph of the Cross Day. Also, in some places, it was called God's Friday. But through the years and through translations and through the addition of another O, it changed to become what we call today Good Friday. And it is. Today is not a funeral for Jesus. In the last 50 years, Christians have almost started treating Good Friday as if it was Jesus' funeral, pretending that he's dead. I think in part because of the last words, the seven last words from the cross format that has been so popular, I think, for the last 50 years or so. And that's what I grew up with. But that's mixing up the richness of the four different Gospels and losing their uniqueness. It's like taking a painting from Picasso, from Monet, from Da Vinci, and from Jackson Pollock and mashing them all together. No, we read only from John on Good Friday. And there, Jesus does not suffer or show any fear at all. Did you notice that in that long reading? Did you hear any cries of pain from this narrative that the evangelist John tells? No cries like, my God, why have you forsaken me? That's in Mark and in Matthew. But as one scholar puts it, such an outburst, my God, why have you forsaken me, would be a, quote, theological impossibility for Jesus in the Gospel of John. That scholar goes on and says, God and Jesus are united, and his death fills him neither with despair nor a sense of abandonment by God. This is radical. It is really something. Jesus doesn't suffer at all. How have we missed this all these years? Good Friday is good because of John's version. If we don't have John's version, we would not call this day the Triumph of the Cross Day or Good Friday. We could call it, my God, why have you forsaken me? Friday. But since the 5th century, the Gospel of John has been called the eagle, and it's been symbolized as such. Soaring the highest, as Luther said, and seeing the farthest, what Jesus' death on the cross truly means. It means that victory through the cross is ours. Jesus reigns from the cross. It is his throne. What to the world is a symbol of hatred and violence and oppression is to God the very place of love poured out upon the world, the water of life gushing from his pierced side. It is because of John's telling that Christians call this day good and victorious. And to pinpoint the exact moment in that reading from John, it is precisely when Jesus says, it is finished. So again, what is finished? What does that mean? To unpack these three crucial words, I want to listen to Johann Sebastian Bach, his retelling through St. John's Passion, this wonderful, wonderful piece that he did in the 1700s. Bach never would have done services on the seven last words, which are also very different. No, Bach did John on Good Friday, the Gospel of John. So, you know, we were in Germany 2 years ago where I learned what a theologian Bach was. And I've rediscovered that again this week in preparation for tonight. I sent out this week a link to Bach's St. John's Passion, which is a 2-hour musical masterpiece of these two chapters that I just read. So you think that reading was long? 2 hours of listening, and it is brilliant. And did anybody listen to it? It's so Lutheran in its structure, in that it states the text itself directly first, and then it comments on it, and then applies that text to the listener's worlds. It puts us into the text, much like many artists through the centuries have put themselves or their contemporaries into the actual paintings of biblical scenes. Bach does this musically with Jesus' crucifixion, and that is so Lutheran. That's what Luther did. So take a listen here. It's hard to just jump right in, but I just want to give you a little taste. And just to set the scene, Jesus has just bowed his head, taken his last breath, and said those great words, "It is finished." And then this commentary. And, okay, one more thing just to set it up. Bach did Matthew's Passion as well. And at this point in Matthew's Passion comes the music that we use for that great hymn, "O Sacred Head Now Wounded." You know, it's very, very somber and sad. Dun, 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 dun. So compare that to what you're about to hear here. We'll just listen to a piece. What is this kind of music doing at the crucifixion of Jesus? Do you hear the glory? Are you getting goosebumps like I am? And the words, "My precious Savior." It goes on. It's brilliant. "My precious Savior, let me ask you, Jesus, you who were dead," it's in the past tense, right? It's not... "My precious Savior, let me ask you, Jesus, you who were dead, since you were nailed to the cross and have yourself said, 'It is finished,' but now live eternally, have I been made free from death? In the final throes of death, I turn nowhere. Can I, through your pain and death, inherit the kingdom of heaven?" This is what is being sung in German, this beautiful music. "Can I, through your pain and death, inherit the kingdom of heaven? Is the redemption of all the world here? But you who reconciled me with God, oh, you dear Lord, you can in agony, it is true, say nothing. Give me only what you have merited, but you bow your head and say in silence, 'Yes. More I do not desire.'" This is Bach's commentary on "It is finished." It's a rhetorical question. Can I, through your pain and death, inherit the kingdom of heaven? That's what's finished. Yes. Is the redemption of all the world here? Yes. Jesus says in silence, "Yes," it's almost as if he says "it is finished," and then the bow of the head is a nod. Yes. Love poured out. "Do not cry for me," Jesus is saying to his mother and to the disciple whom he loved. "Do not cry for me, but love one another." Jesus puts them together. Love one another, care for one another. Don't gaze up here at me. Turn to your neighbor and share this love that I have poured out for you with them. We're going to sing for our hymn of the day a little bit of a different Good Friday song. "I Heard the Voice of Jesus Say." It's one of our Lenten hymns in this hymnal. It's always been one of my favorite hymns. It's haunting in a way. "I heard the voice of Jesus say, 'Come unto me and rest.'" And it goes on. It's about taking refuge
in Christ's bosom. Taking refuge in the cross, we glory in the cross. And at the foot of the cross, where we gather this night, we can't help but pray. Not pray for Jesus' soul as if he's died. No, but because of Jesus, we can't help but gather at the foot of the cross and pray for the whole world. We'll do that in a little bit. It's called the bidding prayer, and it's a long prayer, a glorious prayer for all the world. We can't help but just naming people and situations and things, those who are part of the family, those who are outside of the family, even the world's. I was looking at the language. We pray for the whole world, and not just even our planet, but all the worlds, all the universe. That is because we glory in the cross this Good Friday. It is joy, maybe a somber joy, but it is a joy. Let us lay down our weary heads upon Jesus' body, which has been poured out for us in love. Jesus' bow of his head is a glorious and a loving yes. And as Bach says, more we do not desire. Amen.
From all of us at Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit www.elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day.